In France, the question is being asked, can an 11-year-old consent to sex? This is at the heart of a public debate on the age of sexual consent in France, as a trial gets underway involving a 29-year-old man accused of having sex with an 11-year-old girl. He is not on trial for rape. Rather, the prosecutor's office has charged him with sexual abuse, as his defence lawyers argued the girl was not a child in the eyes of French law. This has led to public outrage, with the government now planning to introduce a bill to set a minimum legal age of consent for the first time. Marion Duquesne is vice president and spokesperson for the women's rights group Les Enfantés, and she joins us from Paris this morning. Marion Duquesne, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Hi.
The argument is being made here that an 11-year-old girl is not a child. What is she then in the eyes of the law in France?
Well, it's specific to sexual relationship. The problem is that there's no limit age of consent below which a child is considered cannot consent to sexual intercourse. So that's the problem here. She is considered a child for everything else but this.
So in France, there is no age of consent, legal age of consent. Is that right?
No, there is what we call sexual majority, which is at around 15 years old, but there isn't an age below which it is considered that a child cannot consent and it has to be considered as rape.
The arguments presented in the court case from the defence lawyers, they're saying he's not guilty of raping the 11-year-old girl because they say it was consensual. And the arguments were quite... I thought quite extraordinary. I mean, they said quite simply, she is not a child. They said, we are not dealing with a sexual predator on a poor little faultless goose. And they said, as some children have sexual expressiveness, you have an attitude of putting yourself in danger. It doesn't necessarily mean the person on the other side is a sexual predator. How was this heard in the court?
Well, it has been received actually as such, because it's not the first affair that we've had. It's like the third or fourth such case in the past year, or like the past 6 to 8 months. And several men have actually been, freed and found not guilty of rape. So courts just agree. And then, some prosecutors believe that since the law is such, then it cannot be considered as rape.
And one recent case last November, a similar setup in that the girl was 11 years old, as I understand it. The man was 22 in this case. A jury acquitted him of raping the 11-year-old because it found that none of the elements that legally constitute rape had been established, mainly constraint, threat, violence, or surprise. So this was a jury that heard this and still said, no, it's not rape. When is sex with a child rape in France?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Under French law.
Mr. Last question.
Under French law, when would sex with a minor be considered rape?
It isn't. I mean, it can be considered if there is, because the problem is these few cases that have happened, it wasn't able to be proven that the girl did not consent. So it can be considered as rape, especially if it's incest or if there is a hierarchy link between both. But it has to be proven that the girl could not consent. And in these few cases, the girls didn't say anything. That's the problem. They didn't scream. They didn't prevent the men from taking them. So it's considered that they consented. It's always the problem with rape, though, with adults or children. Did you consent or not?
We are in a particular moment at this time after the Harvey Weinstein revelations and the Me Too campaign going around the world. There in France, I know there's been a counter argument to that, but there's also your own campaign called I'm not sure how to say this, Balance Ton Porc, which is effectively squeal on your pig, encouraging women to publicly shame their attackers. In this moment, in this world and in France, is there a different reaction, do you think, or are people more focused now on these kind of cases and on this whole debate about an age of consent?
Yes, there is, absolutely. And because it wasn't, we've never had a news about this so much before. So I think the whole Me Too and Balance Ton Porc have actually launched a campaign. Also because there has been an increase of 30% of a report to the police of sexual harassment and rape. So everybody's talking about it, and I think these kids maybe have been able to talk to their parents more, or the parents actually took what they said into consideration and wanted to report it. So yes, it's been a question that's been more raised since the this movement.
The president has announced that he's going to bring this bill into cabinet next month, I think, to introduce a minimum legal age for sexual consent. Have you seen the bill? Do you believe it will get passed, and are you happy with it?
I have actually not seen the bill because they're unfortunately making bills about everything now and trying to fix everything with bills. So I'm getting lost. We get lost in what they're offering. What we want is to have a minimum consent age of 15 and to imply that below 15, a girl cannot consent to have sex with a 29-year-old, for instance.
And is there any measure of what the community's attitude to this is?
Well, I think most people are actually shocked. I haven't seen many reactions, especially because the girls are so young. When they start to be 13, 14, 15, people are less direct about it. But I think most people were shocked about the fact that it was considered that an 11-year-old could consent to sex with a 29-year-old.
And there's, as you say, there's been an increase in reportings of sexual assault in France. But the figures are very high in France, aren't they, of sexual violence against women? I noticed that one of your ministers has pointed out there's 84,000 rapes, 220,000 sexual assaults in France every year, one woman killed by a violent partner every 3 days. Are these statistics a matter of debate, a matter of campaign in your country at the moment?
Yes, well, we try. I mean, the Me Too movement, it actually came to a surprise for many people when feminists have been talking about these statistics for decades, but it came as a surprise for many people to realize how much it actually was. We've been trying to campaign. We've actually tried to get the government to do a national campaign on violence against women like they can do on road danger, long driving. It hasn't worked yet. But we've been trying and trying, and I think now there's a window of opportunity that might have opened through which we could do that.
Marion Duquin, thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast.
Thank you for having me.
Marion
Duquin, have a good day.
Thank you. Is Vice President and Spokesperson for the women's rights groups, Les Effrontés.